Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Mortgages, mortgages, mortgages. So many terms, so many types, so many details. It is an area in which I like to be what I call a temporary expert, which means that for the period of time in which I'm shopping for a mortgage, I learn all there is to know, and then I promptly forget everything. So we're going to add to my temporary expertise by talking about something called a collateral mortgage. Interesting idea, important product for some people, not for everybody. We're going to find out the who, what, when, where, why with mortgage strategist Rob McLister. He is with MortgageLogic.news. Hello there.
Hey, Bruce, how are you?
I'm great. What is a collateral mortgage?
A collateral mortgage. Well, you know, it's basically just a different way that lenders register a mortgage on your home's title. And so like when you get a mortgage, a lender has to have security in case you don't pay. And so they register a mortgage. So a collateral mortgage is different than the more popular mortgage type, which is a standard charge mortgage. It offers pros and cons, which I'm sure we're about to get into.
I'm sure we are. What are the pros of a collateral mortgage?
People get collateral charge mortgages mainly because their lender offers them. A lot of people, you go to like an RBC or a TD, your lender is going to offer you this collateral charge mortgage with this great benefit of being able to refinance, get more money, borrow more money anytime without a lawyer. And that means you save legal fees.
And the cons?
And the cons are, number one, it often costs you more to switch lenders. And so with a standard charge mortgage, you can generally switch lenders and you don't have to pay the legal fees and appraisal fees. Very often with collateral charge mortgages, you have to pay the whole boat if you want to switch. Now, it's getting more competitive out there. So there are some lenders that offer rebates. And there's a lot of banks out there right now offering cash back. So a lot of people use that cash back to pay their registration fees when they change lenders. The problem is there's no free lunch. So if you're going to get $3,000 cash back on your mortgage, odds are you're paying a higher interest rate.
Who is this particular type of mortgage for?
Well, there are legit benefits of a collateral charge mortgage. And we talked about how you can refinance without a lawyer. Readvanceable mortgages, which were one of the more popular mortgage types out there, let you reborrow as you pay down your mortgage. So, if you pay $1,000 on your mortgage and $700 goes to principal, you can actually reborrow that $700 out of a line of credit with a readvanceable mortgage. And people like that flexibility. They'll use that money for investments or, to buy a sailboat or whatever they want to do with the money.
My blood went cold when you said that. That's exactly the wrong thing to do.
Well, maybe they have a sailboat business, and they're chartering. And
yeah. Uh-huh.
They're very popular. The government's actually looked into it because they're so popular. A lot of banks push them because, readvanceable mortgages are sticky. Generally speaking, the borrower stays more often than not with a lender with a readvanceable mortgage because, they like that line of credit aspect. It's more expensive to switch.
How do rates differ typically?
Generally speaking, it varies drastically depending on which lender and the type of a product, but generally speaking, you'll pay at least about 10 basis points more for a readvanceable mortgage, which again is a type of collateral mortgage.
And what about other collateral mortgages?
Well, some collateral mortgages have a line of credit attached to them. Okay, like popular ones like RBC, Homeline, TD Flexline, Manulife One, that type of thing. They have
Is Manulife One a collateral mortgage?
Yes.
Okay. That's a very helpful note because I think a lot of people know what that, they might not know it as a collateral mortgage, but they might know about the Manulife One product.
And that's a special type of collateral mortgage. That and the National Bank All-in-One have a checking account built in. So they actually have a different benefit in that, whatever income you have going into that checking account offsets the borrowing in your HELOC portion. So there's that benefit. But yeah, I mean, you know, re-advance will also give you the ability to borrow more if that's your goal as your home value rises, because in many cases, the lender will register the mortgage for a greater amount than you actually need at closing.
What temperament does the borrower need to have such that these products serve their future self? Because as you've been describing, and I tease you about the sailboat, but as you describe the benefits to the borrower, it actually really worries me, because I can imagine that some people would have a really, really hard time making any progress on their mortgage when they can borrow it back.
Yeah, you know, there are people that abuse them, that get out of control with borrowing because the money is so easily accessible. But there's people with a pistol that'll shoot themselves in the foot. I mean, there's just, you know, you can't take products off the market because some people are irresponsible. That said, I agree with you where you're going here. You know, you got to kind of warn people how easy it is to rack up debt on these things. And, you know, some people get to a point where they're paying interest only and they just get in that, you know, rut for years.
So what would you say about temperament? If certainly the circumstances would be easy to paint the picture in which this would be really helpful to you to have one of these, but you'd need to have a particular, I don't know, temperament or set of characteristics that would have this work, because otherwise you are never going to make any progress.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, you know, get these things and, like I said, just keep racking up debt and hope that their home value goes up and offsets it. And generally speaking, that's the case. But to your point, you need someone who is disciplined. You know, hey, listen, if you want to go out and buy a big screen TV on your HELOC today, because you know you're getting, you know, a $50,000 bonus at work next month, you know, knock yourself out. But generally speaking, you don't want to keep racking up faster than you can pay off, obviously.
What? So we know the 20% of the home value is a pretty important number in today's context, given CMHC qualification. Are there any different requirements when you look at collateral mortgages? Anything that would be notable for the applicant?
Yeah, with a regular standard charge mortgage, you can go up to 95% loan to value. There's actually workarounds where you can actually borrow some of your down payment. I don't recommend that, but you can go even higher. With a collateral charge, re-advanceable mortgage from a mainstream lender, you can go up to 80% loan to value. So there's more of an equity buffer there that lenders require. And they're also typically a little bit harder to qualify for because there's, you know, technically more risk to the lender because they're revolving. You just keep reborrowing.
How common are these? Like, if we were to be looking at market share, is this 5% of the market? Is it 30% of the market?
Yeah, it's north of 30% for, you know, prime lending. I don't have the exact number, but it's a very fast growing product, so fast that the regulators are worried about it. And they've done a lot of work, to analyze the product. And we saw not that long ago, regulators, the OSFI, buckled down on re-advanceable mortgages such that, you know, you used to be able to borrow up to 80% loan to value on the HELOC portion. And, when you paid it off, you could borrow more. Now, the regulators require that if you're above 65% loan to value, whatever you pay off has to stay paid off until you get down to that 65%. Loan to value level.
What's the compensation on this particular type of product look like for a mortgage broker versus traditional? Is there any sweetener for them in terms of the number of basis points they earn?
Well, you're compensated in different ways by different lenders. So for example, on the line of credit portion, you can get compensated like a one-time fee, maybe a quarter point, up to a half point. Sometimes the lenders will compensate you on the total limit, which might, you know, for shadier originators out there, might incent them to encourage you to get a bigger limit so that they get, you know, 140 basis points or 100 basis points on that total amount, even though you don't need it.
Interesting. I gotta like add the buyer beware signal here, especially in a time in our Canadian real estate market where values are in flux. It was somewhat easier a year or two ago, and it's like, oh my God, your house is gonna go up forever. It's gonna be great. It just doesn't feel like that's the case today.
Yeah, you know, some people are feeling some pain with these products because on a HELOC specifically, you know, you've seen rates go up 350 basis points and, you know, payments literally more than double on these things. So now it's not all end of the world, you know, for folks that have a lot of equity, got big lines of credit, you know, even if you lose your job, you could still use the line of credit to make your payment.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that, but it's better than defaulting on your loan.
100%. Rob, thank you for your time today.
Always a pleasure, Bruce.
Rob McLister is a mortgage strategist, and he's with MortgageLogic.news. Our focus of our conversation, collateral mortgages, the who, what, when, where, and why.